There's another round of rain coming up, and you know we haven't seen the last of the heat this summer. What to do with the kids who are already bored being out of school? Sean Lotch, director of the Versant Power Astronomy Center, tells Star 97.7 they have just the ticket. Summer matinees that both educate and entertain.
As an example, Monday the 1st, we have Cosmic Colors. Wednesday the 3rd, Secrets of Gravity. Friday the 5th, Rising Star, a South African astronomical journey. Monday the 8th, to Space and Back. Like I say, they change every day during those matinee series, so there's programs for general audiences, for kids of all ages, so it's a great way to get out of the heat when it's really hot or out of the rain and come in and explore your universe with us.
Check the website, astro.umaine.edu, and head over to the Astronomy Center located at the University of Maine in Orono. Tickets online or at the door. Sky watchers will have a great opportunity in July, especially if you can get away to an area like Scutic Point or Katahdin Woods and Waters. Sean Lotch, director of the Versant Power Planetarium, tells Star 97.7 it's prime time for viewing the Milky Way.
July, of course, typically is a really great time to see the Milky Way in particular. In summer, here in the Northern Hemisphere, right after sunset, looking due south, we're basically looking directly into the center of our Milky Way. So if you can get to a dark sky site, this is a really good time to see that.
And for those rainy or super hot days, check out programming at the Versant Power Astronomy Center on the UMaine campus in Orono. They have great summer matinees for kids, music programs for adults, and everything in between. Find a schedule at astro.umaine.edu. There's a surprising number of folks on the roads in the early mornings headed for work, travel, or perhaps to catch that sunrise on Cadillac Mountain. If you are up before dawn, Sean Lotch, director of the Versant Power Planetarium, tells Star 97.7 there are some really cool things going on with the planets in July. Well, not to worry if you're not an early riser, there are things to look for after sunset as well.
Our planets are primarily in the morning sky right now. We have Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn all in our morning sky. Mercury is going to be returning to our evening sky the first week of July, and you'll be able to see that right away after sunset over in the west.